In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost, the Triune God. At the beginning of the Opus Dei services, we will unite in prayer. In the words of Jesus, they gave up to his disciples. And he said, when you pray, say, as such, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. I have the joy on behalf of the Board of Opus Dei Services Directors to wish you, dear service guests, a welcome to the 2019 Opus Dei Services. A welcome to you who are at the service site, and also to those who are listening by way of the internet or radio. This is now the third time that these services have been arranged at the Isokirja, the good book, and we thank the proprietors of this place that we have been able to use this great facility for services. When the children of God gather in the summer here in the middle of nature, this is a great place to do it, and a big thanks to them. Thanks to all of those who have cooperated with us, people from the municipality and the city, and all of you others who have made it possible for us to arrange these services, so that we have been able to arrange them safely. And a special thanks to the RYs from the Helsinki region that have been at work here for a week already, building the site and arranging things. We say that the Lord will bless your work, as you have served us listeners. With a few words, I would like to talk about the work of the Opus Dei. The Lord blessed last winter's work at the Opus Dei. I visited there a few times, and it was beautiful to see the happy group of young people that were there. The staff has given all that they have, all of their energy, for the benefit of this youth. And has been a support to the believing families from which these children come. And now I'm speaking of Jämsä. of the staff at Jämsä, but I also mean to thank those who work at the other opistos. Last spring's applications, there was about twice as many people who applied for opisto than we can take to the Jämsä opisto. In that sense, the work at the opisto is going well. And I would like to share a few other ideas that there are many who aren't able to get into school. That we need to speak in the homes about what we can do about this positive dilemma. We have a few things that which we have done. At Reisjärvi there is what they would call a mini opisto. At Jämsä, next fall they will try out a thing that they're going to call a murro opisto, which is a short term study. There are a few things we need to check out and try to arrange for the future, because we all and the third matter, the third idea I would like to say, that in the work that we do in all three of the opistos, we are working on how we are going to change our way of doing things when the compulsory study age is raised. But we are getting ready, and we hope to have a plan to deal with that. As long as there are families that wish to send their believing young to the opistos, and as long as we can, who work at the opistos, can respond to that, the work at the opisto will do well, and God will bless this. And we trust that God will bless it, and we trust in the future. And as said in Jeremiah, I will give you the future and hope. For the opening of this series, I will read from 1 John, the first chapter, the 7th verse. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin. Amen. The motto for this year's services is from the Gospel of St. John. I am the light of the world. In our text, we speak of the same light, the light of God, that was revealed for the first time when the world was created. We can read from the Holy Bible from its first pages that God said, "Let there be light," and light came. And later on, God divided it into day and night. I would think that when God said, "Let there be light," it would be the whole power of God that He, the omnipotence of God, that He has today and to the end of time. God is light. And of this light, the Lord Jesus spoke as well. We remember from the Bible when Jesus spoke of His duty, He always said that the Father has sent me, and He is doing just as the Lord has commanded Him. The duty of Jesus in simplicity is when Jesus said that God so loved the world that He gave His own Son, that anyone who would believe in Him would not die, but would live eternally. Of this light, of this faith, during these services, the speakers will speak of, not of their own light, not of their own understanding, but we are at the grace of the giver. We want to say what God would say of His own through the Spirit. And this probably seems like a very big deal that we relay that which God would like us to speak. And so, even so, Jesus sent His disciples to preach the forgiveness of sins. Our text says that if we walk in the light, isn't this the point of the message, that we are believing, that we have received the gift of righteousness from the great grace of God, not of our own works, but by the grace of God, that we are allowed to travel, to journey in the light of God, and feeling our own faults and weakness. But as those who wish to have their sins forgiven, we can continue to journey in the light, as it is said in the text. We have fellowship one with another. They who travel in the light are connected to one another. Those who do not understand the light of God, who have not received it unto themselves, they wonder. They think it's goofy that we organize these huge services for the matter of a couple of days. What is the strength? What is the motivation that gets us to arrange summer services? We wish to gather together to hear again and again the Word of God. The fellowship is born through the light. We don't follow it directly, that I'll just go and walk with these people. A person may not do that unless has been called to this fellowship by God and been able to believe his sins forgiven. And the Spirit of God enters this person, and as God, as Jesus said towards the end of his service, in his farewell speech, the disciples will be known of your mutual love. And the third point, and I would be emboldened to say that the most important point, that the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin. This place of cleansing is not anywhere else but in the fellowship of the congregation, where the blood of Jesus cleanses us from sin. And for that reason, we gather for these services, that as many as possible could hear of the Word, and not only hear, but believe their sins forgiven. Here at the opening of these Obispo services, you have the promise to believe all of your sins and faults, temptations, and all others, believe your sins forgiven in the precious name of Jesus and his and the blood. And for that reason, we have gathered here together. And listeners on radio or the internet, this is also for you. This gospel of the forgiveness of sins, it is not bound to this spot, but it belongs to everybody. Believe your sins forgiven, and all of the sins that go with unbelief, in the name of, believe them forgiven in the name and blood of Jesus. You can feel this fellowship when you believe in this way. Dear listeners, brothers and sisters, I give you a heartfelt welcoming to the Opisto Services 2019. In Jesus' name, amen.